In the Bible, we read these words, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Now we have there a general principle. If we are to expect friends, we need to be friendly. And then we're led to consider a very close friend. And you may have certain friends which you are close to and they're there for you. You can talk to them. Well, I can think of a wonderful friend, the greatest friend that I have and the greatest friend you can know. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. He truly is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Just like to consider the Lord Jesus Christ for a few moments. He is that wonderful friend. First of all, he is a true friend, one you can rely on. We read there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. There is. He's alive in the glory at this very moment. And he is a friend to all who love him in a wonderful and special way. He is a friend of sinners. And I'm so thankful for that because I'm a sinner. He did not turn me away when I was led unto him through grace and I believed in him. I wasn't turned away. And I've discovered him to be such a true and a lasting and a wonderful friend. He is a true friend. Consider secondly, he is a united friend. What do we read here? There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He sticks so close to those that love him in a special way. We read in the Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 16, this is my beloved and this is my friend, my friend. Oh, what a blessing to be in union with Jesus, to be able to say he is my friend. It is a privilege for me to speak of others as being my friends, to speak of certain ones that are dear to me. I think of my dear wife, Sharon. She is my dear wife. But oh, to consider the Lord Jesus Christ, he who is wonderful as my friend, and he will be my friend forever. After death, I will go to be with him, and I will enjoy his fellowship and friendship forever. Thirdly, he is a close friend. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. How at this time we need our close friends. As we think of the spread that is continuing to happen of the COVID-19, the coronavirus, we need our friends, our close friends. What a blessing that I face this time with the closest of friends, the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And oh, what a blessing it is for me to know him, to know his fellowship, to dine with him, to hear his voice in the word, and to be able to talk unto him. He is a close friend. Fourthly, he is a beloved friend. We read in the Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 16, this is my beloved, and this is my friend. This is my beloved. And I can honestly tell you, I love the Lord. Oh, I long to love him so much more, but I do love him. He's my beloved. And I can say to the Lord Jesus at this very moment, I love thee, Lord Jesus. Can you? Have you love in your heart for him? He's the beloved friend. Fifthly, he is the caring friend, the caring friend. Are we not proving many a friend at this time? They're so caring, they're thoughtful, and we trust that we are caring friends to others at this time. We seeking to come alongside, do what we can, maybe a text or a message or a phone call, to show that we love them, to show that we care. Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ, he is that caring friend. Oh, how he cares. We read in the Bible in 1 Peter chapter 5, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. He cares at this very moment. You may be struggling. You may be finding it very hard, particularly in the isolation and in this lockdown. Oh, to know Jesus, for he is such a caring friend. He cares for the soul. Oh, how he cares for me. He's concerned about me. We read in the Bible that we have a high priest who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's touched. He so cares. He has such a tender affection in such a wonderful and special way for those that love him. If you're without Christ, he says unto you, come unto me. And it's a real invitation. It's a loving invitation. And it's an invitation from the heart, which is full of concern. Oh, that you would know the greatest friend, the caring friend, the Lord Jesus Christ. Sixthly, he is a listening friend. He's there to listen. I was reading a book a few years ago about friendship, and one of the strengths of a good friend is this: they listen. They do more listening than talking. Oh, to consider the Lord Jesus Christ, he is that listening friend. And what does this imply? He's there ready to listen. He's ready to listen to you now. Dear child of God, oh, just turn your thoughts towards the Lord Jesus. Consider him. Oh, he's there. If you're struggling, if you're finding it hard, pour out your heart unto Jesus at this moment. You think of a caring and listening friend. You can go to them and you can pour out your heart to them. You can tell them what you're going through, the struggles you face. What a privilege I can go and tell Jesus. Are you able to do this now? Oh, go unto the Lord Jesus. He is that listening friend. We read in the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, let me hear thy voice. Let me hear thy voice in prayer and in praise. He's ready to listen if you're without Christ. He's ready to listen to your penitent cry. He will receive if you go to him. If you go to him in prayer and by way of faith, he will not turn you away. He listens. Oh, what a comfort it is. Tonight again, I know when I turn to him in prayer, he will listen to me. And then seventhly and finally, he is a friend to walk with. A friend to walk with, the Lord Jesus Christ. We read in Proverbs 18, verse 24, there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And you think of that close relationship, that friendship. You think of one who you are close to and you're able to visit when it's not in such a season as this. And you go for a walk with them and you talk with them. Oh, what a blessing to walk with the Lord in a spiritual way. We read, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Colossians 2, verse 6. Oh, to walk with Jesus, to follow him, to seek to be more like him, to dine with him. Oh, walk with the Lord. Oh, what a blessing it is to walk with Jesus through this trial, through this affliction which we are facing here in the United Kingdom. Oh, that you would be found walking with Jesus. Well, we read, there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. We think particularly of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know him? Do you know his friendship? Oh, what a friend he is. There was a certain son many years ago who knew his mother was going through a time of trial, and he wrote to his mother a poem. And you may know this poem. And it goes like this: what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. What a friend he is. And from the bottom of my heart, I commend him unto you. He is the best of friends. He is that friend that sticketh closer than a brother.